just want my money. And you can steal my shit and sell it. Don't let nobody out of here.
On a warm Las Vegas evening in September 2007, O.J. Simpson led an assembly of armed henchmen into a hotel room at the Palace Station Hotel and Casino and held two men at gunpoint while they robbed them. Using violence and terror, Simpson stole property under shady circumstances he helped to create, and then tried to tell the world the lie that he was simply taking his own property back. It was an evening of deceit and arrogance that endangered the lives of innocent people, and an evening that would result in one of America's most infamous persons being sent to prison.
District Court, Clark County, Nevada, the State of Nevada Plaintiff versus Orenthal James Simpson, defendant. Verdict. We, the jury, in the above-entitled case, find the defendant, Orenthal James Simpson, as follows. Count 1, conspiracy to commit a crime. Guilty. Count 2, conspiracy to commit kidnapping. Guilty. Count 3, conspiracy to commit robbery. Guilty.
On the night of September 13, 2007, I was working as a robbery detective for the Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department with my partner, Eddie Lenave. With one call, a reported armed robbery in room 1203 at the Palace Station, my life and career were transformed. The next year of my life was consumed with investigating the events surrounding O.J. Simpson's decision to commit an armed robbery in a Las Vegas hotel and casino.
What'd you bring this shit in, man? They said they were friends. What'd you bring it in?
Bullshit.
Okay. I'm going to ask you one more time. You can change this shit up. The bellboy came and got it.
Well, Mike, they sold this to Bruce.
Former NFL star O.J. Simpson, who was surrounded by figures such as Robert Kardashian during his world-famous double murder trial, and who played the beloved Officer Nordberg from the Naked Gun series, had become a man who surrounded himself with thugs who make threats of violence when things don't go their way. His fall from the grace he received from his adoring mainstream fans in the 80s and early 90s was remarkable. But in the sordid underworld of immorality, he was still able to enjoy a life where a different kind of fan would do anything to be around him. I found myself investigating a crime that at face value was incredibly simple. I also found that the media and much of the public wanted this robbery to be more than it was. People wanted this amazingly dramatic backstory that either made his actions more egregious or more innocent. But it was the person of O.J. Simpson and the investment, both positive and negative, that people made in his rise and fall that made a simple investigation become complex and full of unexpected twists and turns.
Count 7, robbery with use of a deadly weapon, Bruce Romong, guilty of robbery with use of a deadly weapon. Count 8, robbery with use of a deadly weapon, Alfred Beardsley, guilty of robbery with use of a deadly weapon. Count 9, assault with a deadly weapon, Bruce Romong, guilty of assault with a deadly weapon. Count 10, assault with a deadly weapon, Alfred Beardsley, guilty of assault with a deadly weapon. Count 11, coercion with use of a deadly weapon, Bruce Romong, alternative...